It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Citing the illegality and unconstitutionality of withholding state and federal school funding during a budget impasse, the Pennsylvania School Boards Association is suing Governor Wolf and the state legislature. The question is, do they have a case? I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by PSBA Executive Director Nathan Maines. Nathan Maines, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Why is the Pennsylvania School Boards Association bringing this lawsuit against the governor and the legislature?
Well, Paul, it really comes down to the fact that districts have been hurting for the last 6 months. And we really, on behalf of all 500 districts, tried to wait out this process. We were hopeful that a good solution would be found. And really, at the end of the day, 6 months later, we find that districts have borrowed nearly $1 billion to have remained open during that period. There are several issues at play that we're asking the courts to address. And first among them is really, is the state responsible for the interest on that $1 billion in loans and on those expenses to take out lines of credit? And that really goes even further when you consider that school districts had to dip pretty deeply into their very limited reserves to try and keep their doors open and keep performing their essential functions. And without those reserves now, the interest earned off of those reserves is something that's lacking, and so districts are still in a hole. So we're really asking the courts first to make the districts whole, to make sure that they have not just adequate funds going forward, but also are compensated for the unnecessary expenses that they had to bear during the six-month budget standoff.
So basically reimbursement, and then are you looking for any damages over and above that?
No, we're really looking for districts to be made whole. That's really one of the keys here. You know, also there's a question of when you look at the Equal Protection Clause, were districts mistreated in this process? You know, other services, other people from state government funds were funded, salaries were paid during a six-month crisis. Federal funds, we would contend, should have continued to flow. Those are federal dollars simply passed through state government, and instead they were held up as well. So we're really looking for the courts to weigh in and establish once and for all that the state's job is to pass through those federal funds. There should be no holdup on that. That would have certainly eased some of the burden over the last 6 months. And just as important, really going forward, to identify that just like we expect the state to continue during these budget standoffs, funding police and fire and prisons and that sort of thing, making sure that we continue to maintain an excellent education system for all public school children is an essential service. I don't think anybody wanted to get to the point where we were, which was schools on the verge of shutting down until such time as funds began to flow. So we'd like the courts to decide this issue once and for all, that schools are an essential service.
And why didn't you do this, or why wasn't this done sooner? Why didn't the Pennsylvania School Boards Association, I mean, this has been going on for 6 months now. Why now?
Well, you know, you can always look back and say, well, maybe there were some other opportunities. Maybe we should have done this sooner. I think we took the approach of really trying to wait and see. Our hope all along had been that all the signs that came up during the 6 months was that the framework that was discussed widely by both parties would come to fruition, you know, right up until December. Signs continued to point to the General Assembly and the governor recognizing and signing into law a bill that adequately funded schools and making kind of good on the standoff. I think it was only after all the dust settled at the end of the year and parts of the bill were blue-lined and that sort of thing that we realized, you know, this problem isn't going to go away anytime soon, and it's time to look at alternative ways to get this issue settled once and for all.
And the other part of my question about the timing aspect of this is that just last week, Governor Wolf authorized about $7 billion in retroactive funding going back to July 1st.
Sure.
So apparently that's not enough here to satisfy the needs of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association.
Well, it's not about our needs.
But the needs of
this,
the people
obviously
you represent.
This is about funding for schools.
Right.
But to your question, I think more directly, funds were authorized. I think there is still a debate going on right now as to if those funds are being released in a manner that is subject to state appropriations law, or if it is being released kind of as certain people feel it should be released at this time. We're looking for more of a concrete long-term direction. We don't want to see those funds stop tomorrow, and certainly my understanding is that that could happen. So we want the courts to intervene and say this is how funds will be released. They will continue to be released no matter what the politics are. So I think that's an important distinction to make.
And how soon will the courts act on this? How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think it's going to take some time, but I think it is a critical issue, and certainly it raises, I think, some very serious legal questions. So we've instructed our attorneys to move as expeditiously as possible. We would like the courts to weigh in as soon as possible, but I recognize, you know, this isn't an overnight process once you get into court.
And what do you think the chances are that that this action will be successful?
We wouldn't have filed it if the best advice we were getting wasn't that we had a strong case and one that merited significant review by the court system. So we're very confident that there will be a meaningful discussion and that the outcome will be in our favor at the end of the day.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm talking with Pennsylvania School Boards Association Executive Director Nathan Maines by phone from Harrisburg. Just a couple more questions for you, Nathan Maines. Do you get the sense that we're any closer to solving this budget crisis than we were on July 1st?
I don't have a sense that we see an immediate solution. You know, I think certainly steps have been taken to try and make sure that districts now have some of the funds that are required. You know, to your earlier question, I would point out that some of the districts that are receiving funds are receiving no more than they would have received in past years, even though we were underfunded in past years. So, you know, I don't get a sense that we're going to end up where I think we all know we need to be, which is with a fair and equal funding formula that makes sure that all districts have the resources they need. I think we've got a lot of work to do on that yet.
One question that occurs to me as we talk here is that Governor Wolf has said all along that his priority is education. When you say, as you just did, that the schools are underfunded, certainly the governor would agree with you on that. Why name him in this lawsuit? Why do you feel that he is, or does the Pennsylvania School Boards Association feel that he is equally at fault here as the state legislature?
Well, I think when you look at having to unfortunately take the action we've taken, you need to look at the responsibility that brought us to the point that we're at. And certainly the governor bears some of that responsibility, much like the General Assembly. And you know, part of this, as I mentioned earlier, was making sure that the courts weigh in and instruct that funds will continue to be distributed under court order.
But he's saying
that order would have to impact the governor's action going forward. He actually is the one that can order the funds released.
Right, but he's saying, and he indicated this in our last discussion with him in December, which was that I asked if he felt that all this was worth getting the funding that he wants for education in Pennsylvania. And he indicated yes, meaning that he feels he's doing what he needs to do to ultimately get what the schools would, in your view, I'm sure you would agree with him on this, that they need.
I understand what you're saying. I guess, you know, again, you come back to when you're taking the unfortunate step of having to file these sorts of actions, you want to bring the people into the case who ultimately you hope the courts will instruct to take the steps you're asking. That's why we included the Secretary of Education. That's why we included the State Treasurer as well. You know, I think both of those gentlemen have been incredibly responsive to school districts. But again, any kind of court action would require ordering them to take certain steps along with the governor, along with the General Assembly. We want to be very careful when we file this sort of action to not pick sides in this. You know, I think that there's a lot of credit to go around, whether you're in the General Assembly or the governor's office, for past support of public education. But there's also plenty of blame to go around in terms of the political gamesmanship that's occurred over the last 6 months. And so I think we took the view of there's plenty of involvement for everybody in this court case. And we hope that all sides recognize that. So I think everybody deserves a little bit of the blame here that have brought us to this point, and we're hopeful that they'll put their heads together and work out an adequate solution so that public schools are kept open and adequately funded. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that would say that they don't want a strong public education system in Pennsylvania that is among the best in the nation. And knowing that, you know, the differences really are in how we get there, how we fund that. But the end goal is, I think, the same for everybody.
This budget impasse could continue for several more weeks. You're saying it's going to take time for this case to play out. So what happens? The schools were talking about possibly closing down in January this month after the Christmas break, the holiday break. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't happened at this point. But if this continues and the lawsuit is not satisfied or there isn't a decision rendered immediately, what happens? How dire will the situation be for the schools in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think you go, you know, farther along and it becomes more and more dire. Certainly the temporary solution of moving some of those dollars out that occurred at the end of December, beginning of January, has delayed some of what you were hearing, what I was hearing, which were districts that were on the verge of closing down. They had spent every dollar that they had in reserves. They had done everything they could. They couldn't secure any more additional loans or anything like that. So I think that we've pushed that back a ways. Certainly, I'm hopeful that districts can continue to be incredibly creative in terms of how they manage their money and put off some of the expenses that they otherwise would have, so that all districts remain open through the end of the school year. But again, I think this goes to the broader issue of how do we prevent ourselves from ever getting back to this point again? And we're hopeful the courts will intervene and be able to put in place a court order that will make sure that even if the budget is delayed next year or any year in the future, there are structures in place that allow us the comfort of knowing public schools will stay open and educating our kids.
PSBA Executive Director Nathan Maines is my guest, joining us by phone from Harrisburg. Nathan Maines, thank you so much for being with us.
Paul, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Thursday on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll look at how the lack of a state budget has been impacting community colleges in western Pennsylvania. Coming up straight ahead, two straight couples, each with an HIV-positive partner, endeavor to find out if there's a way they can safely have a baby, fathered by him, carried by her. We'll talk with the author of Positively Negative when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.